Welcome now to lesson 11 as we continue our look at the gospel. Here we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 22 to 23 and we're talking about this whole concept of turning Greeks to Jews. So let's take a look at the verse. It says, Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, to the Greeks foolishness. So that word for preach is publicly proclaiming. Here we have two scenarios. We have Peter at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, where he's preaching to Jews. You see Paul in the lower part of the slide, where he's at Mars Hill in Acts 17. Now he's preaching to Greeks. Now what's the difference? The Jews, like the verse for 1 Corinthians says, they originate out of Israel from the tribe of Judah. They are Jews. Now they're interested in a sign, a supernatural indication. They're looking for miracles. But the problem they're having is when we preach Christ, he's a stumbling block. The word is scandalon. That literally means a scandal. He is a scandal. He's a snare. He's offensive to think that he could be preached as God who died on the cross for our sins. The Greeks, on the other hand, they don't look for a miracle. A Greek is a non-Jew, a Gentile. That's anyone outside of the Israeli faith. Of the Israeli worldview, heritage. They don't seek for a supernatural miracle, like I said. They seek for wisdom. That's Sophia. That means earthly, natural, human wisdom. So Jesus Christ as God dying on the cross isn't a stumbling block or a snare. It's foolishness. That word is moriah, which literally is where we get our English word moron. They see preaching that kind of message as moronic. Let's take a look at slide 2. When we look at this preaching that was happening between Peter with the Jews versus Paul with the Greeks, they preached on the same things. The difference is when we look at Peter on the left side in Acts chapter 2, cosmology, the Jews already believed that the world was created by God. Morality, they understood sin and they knew that they fell short of God's expectations on holiness. Rationality, they had the law of Moses, so they held it as sacred, as a way to be taught who God is. Ontology, their existence, they actually believed they needed a sacrifice for their sin if they were going to have a right relationship with God. And teleology, purpose, they believed that man was God's special creation, who can know him and gain eternal life by righteous living. So contrast that to Paul and the Greeks. Cosmology, they didn't know anything of the Old Testament God of creation. Morality, they had no understanding of sin. They didn't know that it was breaking God's holy standard of morality. Rationality, they used their own reasoning. They didn't turn to the Jewish scriptures. There was no value there for them. Ontology, existence, they had no understanding of a God who would demand that a perfect sacrifice be paid for their sin. And teleology, purpose. They were Epicureanists. They believed, just as Epicurean did, that man evolved from dirt. He was the first evolutionist. And that life had no eternal meaning or purpose. So look at the contrast between the two. Paul and Peter were giving the same message, but it was a different audience. The Jews already believed in creation and sin. They were convicted that Jesus' death and resurrection solved their sin problem. 3,000 people gave their lives to Jesus Christ when Peter preached in Acts chapter 2. On the other hand, the Greeks had no foundation in creation and sin. Jesus' death and resurrection was just babbling, they said to them. It was just absurd, moronic. Nobody responded to Paul. This is a perfect picture of what's going on in America today, in our culture today. We are so biblically illiterate, we're Greeks. We need to be turned back to Jews. That's the point of this gospel section.